America Meditating Blog Talk Radio Show. We collect wisdom, hear stories, and inspire each other. I'm Sister Jenna. Tune in live from Monday through Friday at 8 a.m.
Hi, I'm Angela Peabody of Global Woman Peace Foundation, and I listen to America's Meditating Radio Show.
Do you like to meditate? Have you tried to meditate? Have you struggled with meditation? Why don't you visit one of the Brahma Kumaris Meditation Center? Visit brahmakumaris.org.
Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor?
My neighbor?
Mr. Rogers passed along friendship, hoping we would too. Friendship, pass it on, from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
I'm Ivy Hilton, and you are listening to America Meditating Radio Show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to America Meditating Radio. I'm your host, Sister Jenna. We're broadcasting from the beautiful Meditation Museum in the nation's capital. And today's Happy's first birthday. Yay! This little rambunctious, the friendliest pup ever, which when we received her, she just wasn't really going to make it. And thanks to Dr. Clifton at Tyson's Animal Hospital, he brought back that little 9-week-old about to be shot angel home. So very happy birthday to Happy, who we still can't get to stop biting our heels as we walk around the ashram. So she's actually helping us to remain peaceful and to go, as Sister Gita always says, above and beyond. We hope that you've enjoyed your holiday season so far. I know that we have. It's been quite a lot of time for reflection, service, charity, forgiving, being your real self. I had a wonderful conversation with a friend of mine that runs a huge church here in D.C., and I asked her, do you ever feel like the sadness in the world? Unfortunately, someone sent me a video of a woman in Afghanistan who was stoned to death and then burned because they accused her of burning the Quran. Turns out that 2 days later, she wasn't even the one responsible for burning the Quran. And so what I'm raising this about is for us to think about our own humanity and ask, sometimes, do you feel the sorrow? Do you pick up the sorrow? And if you do, what do you do to shift it? How do you move through that energy and move into your place of joy or your place of charity or your place of service? Because as much as a part of it is a true story, there's another part of it where there might have been a million other people who watched that video that just wanted to step into the screen and stop those hooligans from doing that. And what I can't seem to get over is those individuals were once babies, innocent, unscarred babies, young men and young women who were simply just being loving and sweet and kind. So what shifts our consciousness is the basis of my conversation today. What is it that changes the virtues and put them into the avenue of algae? You know that acronym I use all the time. It's like my breath. A for anger, L for lust, G for greed, A for attachment, and E for ego. What shifts the level of consciousness that we go towards that level of thinking and being, that it's okay to take the life of an innocent woman because you think she burned a book? Okay, a holy book. But what's more important, the life or standing up for a principle? What's going on in your mind, in your thoughts, in your consciousness? This is what this show is about, my friends. America Meditating Radio is inviting all of us to percolate and think at a higher level. And as the Buddha said, it starts with the small things, the little things that make us our masters. It's not that we're going to make this huge, huge leap of faith into global change. It's the little things that you're doing that's going to contribute to the change. And talking about little things, we're very happy to have Gretchen Tibbett, who's the Chief Operating Officer of littlethings.com. We're going to get Gretchen on the line in about 2 or 3 minutes from now, and we're going to be having a heart-to-heart conversation with Gretchen. Before I get her, let's go to just a minute meditation and see how we can welcome our minds in a very pure and peaceful place. Take a very deep breath, relax.
Point of focus. Taking just a minute. Gently, I bring my energy away from the external. I bring all my attention up through my body to a point in the middle of my forehead, just above and behind the eyes, towards a single point of focus inside. I now look through my eyes as if they are windows. I am a still point of awareness, looking through the eyes to the world out there. I am the still point, silent and powerful.
She comforts me.
that was Bliss on her, Lucinda Drayton, actually, on her Bliss CD. That was Message Home. Hope you enjoyed the meditation by Jenji Kripalani on Just a Minute Meditation CD. Joining us today on the America Meditating Radio Show is Gretchen Tibbetts. Gretchen is the Chief Operating Officer for LittleThings.com, the leading lifestyle destination for inspiring, uplifting, and engaging stories. Now, Gretchen is a recognized media executive with more than 25 years of general management, strategy, operations, and finance experience, and she has led operations and finance for a variety of recognized brands, including Maxim, Incorporated, Stylecaster Media Group, Hearst Business Media, and much more. Now, LittleThings.com is headquartered in New York City, wonderful New York City. And since its launch in September 2014, it has experienced explosive growth, becoming the third largest Facebook publisher, fourth largest mobile site, wow, seventh ranked lifestyle sites, and 63rd largest website in the U.S. with a 19% reach of the total digital population. Wow, talk about knowing what they're doing, right? The growing team of 55 writers, producers, designers, and management staff focus on creating positive, feel-good stories that appeal to an increasing monthly readership of 50 million unique visitors and 7.1 million social fans. And today we're honored to welcome Gretchen to the America Meditating Radio Show. Wow, you've kind of mastered the world in the ethers. Hi.
Yes, welcome. Good morning, Sister Jenna. It's been a fabulous ride here at Little Things, and just excited to speak with you and share with your audience. I thought it was a wonderful lead-in in your last segment when you were talking about it being the little things that can help shift our consciousness, and that's really what we work to do every day for our audience.
Mm. Thanks, Gretchen. You know, I actually started to talk about a story that was a little bit disturbing for me. And they are in the media, and I know that they're not the sum total of the state of consciousness that we're living in. And so with you bringing about little things that's kind of turning or shifting the pendulum of how we view media, how we view stories, you are creating inspiration and hope and a sense of goodness in people by turning these stories more into spiritual or positive stories. How did Gretchen start on that path? I'd be curious to find out.
Well, I was lucky enough, actually, to be brought in to help build and grow the Little Things team. The vision for Little Things actually started before me by our co-founder, Joe Spicer. He and his partner, Alex, started an e-commerce pet food site called Petslow. And some of their staff members, with Joe's encouragement, started just writing blogs. And it was originally with the world of animals and talking about animals who might have had a difficult start but found wonderful homes and lives. And that quickly gained a great amount of traction. So last September of 2014, the decision was made to make Little Things its own entity, focused on gathering these stories and sharing them. And in the past 16 months, we've very much expanded that mission to not only gather the stories that are out there, but now we even report on good news. And so we're finding those hidden stories. The gentleman who started a community garden in Harlem and has children come to tend the garden and bring the food home to their families who otherwise wouldn't have fresh vegetables, to bringing a therapy horse into a hospital to visit with a terminally ill patient whose last wish was to see a horse again. So we've now moved into even news reporting. We call it active good news reporting, where we're bringing these stories that aren't seeing the light of day. So to answer
Gretchen,
your question,
I
You love that? Thank you.
I do, because, you know, I think when something starts from a place of pure intent, in itself it creates its own success, because the energy that you come into something with is actually what sustains the creation of that. And I'm just wondering that the culture, the company culture at Little Things must be very interesting, because I came across a beautiful quote by a friend of mine, Brian Bacon, who heads the Oxford Leadership. It's a major corporate think tank in really encouraging companies to do better. And I have to read this to you. I think you might like it. Great companies don't hire skilled people and motivate them. They hire already motivated people and inspire them. People are either motivated or they're not. Unless you give motivated people something to believe in, something bigger than their job to work towards, they will motivate themselves to find a new job, and you'll be stuck with whoever's left. And I love that, because I'm getting the feeling that the culture at Little Things is a lot of motivated and inspired people.
You are 100% correct. And we're extremely focused on that. You mentioned we are here in New York, and New York has a reputation for many things, including, shall we just say, being very commercial. But we believe that it's an old saying, but I like it, that we can do well by doing good. And we have, we're over 60 people now, and I have to say we're a very diverse team. But for as diverse as we are, everybody here knows, first of all, and loves the mission of the company and is committed to doing what they can to make this work. And as you said, everybody is very self-motivated, and they're coming here for a reason and to participate in, from the commercial side, the wonderful growth of a business. But from the intent side, we bring joy and happiness to our audience. And it's
beautiful.
Wonderful to be able to do that.
It's important. Now, you know, Gretchen, how do you function? Because regardless of the fact that all of this is about positive things and the beautiful things in life, we also know the importance of paying bills and making sure that salaries are available for everyone, right? So, you know, early in your career, I would be curious to find out what positive experience or life event shaped who you are today, and how do you deal with stress and anxiety, especially when you're dealing with media? It's always deadlines, you know, and I call them no more deadlines for me. I just want to hear that we're reaching our lifeline, because when this project is done, we're actually living. So it's not a deadline anymore. It's a lifeline. So when you're dealing with lifelines all the time, how do you deal with your anxiety or stress if you do go there sometimes?
Part of it, and I'm very lucky here, because I've had it at a couple other places I worked, but it is extraordinary, the group we have here. Part of it is we have a wonderful team, and we talked before about the culture, but we all work together. So we might know a little bit more about each other's personal lives than people do at a lot of other companies. But that also means that we can bring support, whether it's literal, hey, I can manage this meeting for you so you can leave early, to just, I actually allow hugging in our office. I think it's good sometimes. In today's society, you have to ask, but sometimes people need a hug, and it's okay to do that. And having an environment where when you're having a bad day and you can grab somebody and go into a room or get a cup of tea and talk it through and get some advice or a friendly ear. And the other big thing that we have is we are a pet-friendly office. And let me tell you, when there's a cute pug looking up at you at your desk saying, will you spend 5 minutes to play with me with the pull toy? That reduces a lot of stress.
I get that. You know, we have Happy here. It's her birthday today. And it's a meditation museum. So whenever anyone comes in, here's this little baby, beautiful, cute little pup just runs up and kisses everyone. And I think it melts even some of their stuff, like, I can't meditate when I come in here. And then they realize they can, because at the base of a good meditation experience is just to feel good about yourself. I agree with that, Gretchen. One of the most important things for a vibrant, successful office is a team of individuals who are so spot on and who are friendly with each other. And Antonia, who produces the show, one of the things that we always talk about is the importance of individuals liking each other, especially when the idea, the project, is bigger than themselves. And I have seen that when one or two team players are just not focused on being good with another team player, it's just like energetically draining, and it doesn't create the success. So I would then say that Little Things success is because of the beautiful relationships that's happening within that office that makes everyone feel vibrant and go, let's do this. We're contributing something good to the world.
I agree. That is a huge part
Fantastic.
Of our success. And and in my career, as you mentioned, I've worked at a number of different media companies, and not exclusively, but for the most part, when you have a team that is mission-driven and aligned with that mission and all can feel positive about what they're doing and what they're bringing, you achieve success.
Absolutely. I've got to get you in touch with Images and Voices of Hope. It's a major media think tank that really just wants to bring in positivity in the media. I want to talk about the Paris attacks that happened later on this year in 2015. I know that the traffic to Little Things just spiked dramatically when you started to cover stories about that. Why do you think this happened? Why did it just go up so much because of this? What was the need of your readers at this time?
Yes. Let me clarify one thing. We actually did not cover it. We made a conscious decision that what we would be was a respite from all that news. So we continued with our core mission. We did about a week later cover one story about one of the rescue dogs, but that weekend we were entirely silent on the situation in Paris because we felt that, first of all, it was so new and so raw and the news was changing so quickly that we believed that it was important for us to provide a safe environment. And we didn't know going into it what that would do to our traffic, and quite candidly, we weren't concerned about that. If we had had our lowest traffic ever, but it still, for that group of people, provided them a respite, we would have been happy. But what happened was, as the weekend progressed, our volumes went up higher and higher, which told us that obviously people were online and they were looking at news and they were following the events, but when they needed a break, they knew that they could come to Little Things and read something and see something that would make them, that would bring that positivity and hope back into their consciousness.
I think that what they sometimes call it's divine providence or what have you, until we, it's going to be more important for us to have meaningful conversations and things that really matter. And I think the media will start to move into an awareness that it sells to bring people to a more well-intended place, and perhaps that week just showed so clearly people are tired of hearing about negative stories. They start to detach from that because they don't know what to do anymore. It's too overwhelming. So I would like to congratulate Little Things for doing that in the world. It's very, very important. I want to move, as we get closer to the end of our conversation, the role of women and the change of the world. How is the role of women changing the world or changing business today? Do you have any thoughts on that?
It's interesting. I just got back from the holidays, so was with my parents, and my mother worked the entire time I was growing up. So that being the 70s and 80s, she was very much a pioneer, and I had some awareness of it as a child. And then when I entered the workforce myself, it was still the era of, if you were a woman in the workforce, you wore a navy blue suit. It had to be a skirt with a certain heels and a white blouse with a bow that tied at the neck. And it was, I had so many more opportunities than my mother, but it was still very much limited and in a box. And I look at our team today, and we have a very mixed group, but our, we call them our stand-up team. Our stand-up group is almost evenly split, men and women, and all different shapes. And today I'm wearing blue jeans and boots and a nice bolero jacket, and that's entirely appropriate for the workforce. And we have so much more flexibility as women and as people, not to be limited by the fact that we're a woman, therefore you're supposed to be in this certain box. And I think more and more, and particularly your younger, your digital, your internet, a lot of companies today are built with teams that don't really know anything different. So it's a wonderful environment to work in, where we're not a team of men and women, we're a team of people, and my job is to help everybody on the team be their best selves and contribute the best way they can to the company. But that is very different than what I went through the first 10 years of my career. So it has been a wonderful change, and I think companies that embrace the diversity, whether it's of backgrounds, whether it's of race, whether it's of gender, it's the companies that do that that are going to achieve the most success as we move forward, because they're much more reflective of our society.
Beautiful. Well said. Littlethings.com means to you?
Little Things is it means two different things. One, it's a wonderful business success story of the power of creating something good and bringing it to the world. So from the business standpoint and the growth that we've had over the past year, and that goes with traffic, that goes with size of the company, that goes with revenues, are close to unprecedented in the media industry. So I'm extremely proud to be helping to lead a company that's having so much success doing good things. Mm-hmm. And from the consumer side, we get feedback, we get shares, we get likes, we get comments from time to time. We have people writing us directly. The stories that you run changed my life. The stories that you run changed my day. And from the consumer side, knowing that we're able to bring that, you brought up the Paris weekend, knowing that for so many people who just needed something good, we could bring that to them, is also incredibly rewarding. So for me, it means both those things. It means bringing something to consumers that they love, and it means running a very successful business while doing that.
I love that. Gretchen, thanks for the work that you've done there. I think it's so important at this time. And as I let you go, it's this conversation comes to a little close. Is there a favorite life quote that you're living by? That's one. The second thing is there anything that we missed in our conversation today that you'd love for our listeners to know a little bit more about littlethings.com, that we could at least contribute and help in whatever way we also can to be a part of this good news?
Well, for your listeners, I'd love for them just to come to our site. It's littlethings.com, very easy to find. Read our content, share it, comment on it, come participate in our community. As far as a life quote, it'll sound a little weird when I first say it, but I think it means a lot. I learned it in business school, single most important thing I learned in business school. And it was never lose sight of what's important because of what is urgent. And when I first say it, it sounds very corporate and business-like. But then you take a step back and you think about it and what's important. And important might be sending somebody home for a long weekend to be with their family when somebody's ill. And you know what? That urgent report that needs to get out on Friday, somebody else can do it or it can go out another day. It's work-life balance. But it's also a good check of running a business and making sure that you never lose sight of what's important to the company in the long term. What's the mission? So we have repeatedly been given opportunities that you need to decide today if you want to do this, and it's urgent, and it would give you this great exposure or this great revenue stream. And I said, yes, but it's not important because it's not aligned with our mission, and it's not positive. It's not uplifting. It's not engaging. It will not make our readers happy. So never lose sight of what's important because of what is urgent.
Gretchen, that is beautiful information, especially for Washingtonians. And here we would like to extend maybe the best of success internally and externally, and wishing you the greatest of 2016 and just lots of pure feelings for the staff there, and keep distributing some positive stories for us.
We will. And thank you, and the best to you and all of yours as well.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So you've got it directly from the angel's lips. Positive stories can help you to pay your mortgage and make sure everything works. And I don't think we are really, really genuinely being ourselves if we feel that to contribute to the sensationalism of life really serves us in the long run. We are tired of that, and we are looking to really move into a more elevated awareness of our abilities, our strengths, our truths, our divinity, and our beauty. I hope you've enjoyed our conversation with Gretchen Tibbetts, Chief Operating Officer of littlethings.com, and I'm going to be definitely putting this as one of my favorite pages to go to every day. So please go to littlethings.com, everyone. We need to amplify this level of thinking and consciousness on our planet. If you want to contribute to climate change, contribute to littlethings.com. You know why? Because they're creating the shift in the minds of people. If you are angry, you're going to create that energy in the elements, in the nature, and your actions will be of destruction. If you're peaceful, hopeful, if you've got trust or faith in yourself, you'll contribute in elevating the consciousness and the vibrations and the elements and in the choices that you make. Thank you for joining us on America Meditating Radio today. We're wishing you all the very, very best for the new year. Make 2016 one of those real, real special years, that it comes from inside first. Make sure your inner world is okay. Keep it aligned. Keep it pure. Keep it peaceful. And celebrate. Remember, no one can take away your happiness unless you give them permission. We are here to love each other the same. So let's do that. We're going to end today's show with our very good friends at Agape, Ricky Byers-Beckwith. Take care, everyone. All the very best. Here is Holy, Holy by Agape.